Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome to the show the Lieutenant Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul. We say good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Janet. Great to speak with you and Nick once again. Always enjoy our conversations.
Me too. What a crazy night of weather, huh?
Oh, my gosh. My entire patio is destroyed, and I went out for an early morning bike ride, and the trees are down everywhere. It's insane. It was
yes.
Absolutely insane.
Same at my house, too. It was like I didn't notice it at first, and now I'm like, whoa, what just happened? So in some ways, maybe having a night of weather helped us a little bit. So we're on day two of phase two. How is Western New York doing on the reopening of Buffalo?
I think it's going very well, and truly, if we had spoken, and we did speak about a month ago, to think that we'd be in this position now, really was extraordinary. We just didn't have a handle on how high the cases were going to go, the infections, the deaths that we were experiencing here. And because of our citizens just listening and doing what we've asked them to do, we've turned the corner and we are now able to be in phase two. The one that you and I have spoken about for a long time is the one that people are most anxious to get to, where it's all retail shops, which are going to help our little downtowns in particular and our communities of the people have been waiting so long for these services, but also hair salons and barbershops and offices and real estate and all sorts of services. Again, this is not just back to normal, though. This is either available to go to now, but with a very different environment once you walk in the door. As anyone who's had their hair done will attest, it's different, but it's going to make you feel safer. It's going to make you feel that if you leave your house and after all the protections and sacrifice you've made to make sure you and your family did not contract the virus, that you want to make sure when you go into an establishment, a workplace, a shop, that you are also safe. And that's what this is all about.
When do the gyms reopen?
They are not in phase two. Stay tuned on that one. There's been a lot of questions asked about the gyms, and I know people are anxious to get back to them. So that's one that I personally am interested in as well.
Yeah, so it's so weird with everything that's happening today. Coronavirus has taken a back seat, but I don't want to forget about our population that is in the area of they're at higher risk. And so when can all of our parents come out of their houses? Like, this is I'm missing some of the information in terms of like, how do we decipher when is it safe? When can we get together with like 10 people? When are we to those points?
You are able to gather with 10 people right now, 10 people or less, socially distanced and wearing masks.
Okay.
So you can go out and see your family members. Unfortunately, individuals in nursing homes, because they are so incredibly vulnerable, and we've seen a horrific loss of life in nursing homes all across this country, that we are going to continue now to still limit visitors, only have outside staff going to the nursing homes, but I look forward to a day when we can report that it's safe for family members to go visit their loved ones in nursing homes. But right now, if you have a parent lives in their house, lives in an apartment, and you want to go visit them, you can. But just, again, it's also cleaning all the surfaces and washing your hands before and after you see them and asking them to do the same. So that's one of the areas where we can start feeling like you know, a little bit normal again. Don't hug your family yet. I'm asking if you've been quarantined. If you've been quarantined with them the whole time, you're allowed to. Clearly, that makes common sense. But if it's someone you haven't seen in a while, you know, you just don't know where they might have been or who they would have come in contact with. So we are in a far better place. But we have to remind each other, as much as it feels like we're getting there, that virus is still there. It has not gone away. It is still very lethal and contagious. So please, everyone, be smart as you're going out, because the reason we could be held up for getting to phase three, which is the restaurants, is if people start getting casual during this next phase and saying, well, we're back to normal. I can go to my shops now. I can walk around and see my family. If you start getting careless about it and not adhering to what you've all done for the last few months, then we could have a setback. And I do not want to be one who says we're delaying opening the restaurants and bars, because we are anxious to get that sector of our economy back. There's a lot of people need those jobs back. It's really important. And personally, I am tired of my home cooking, and I cannot wait to start eating out in restaurants again.
You and me both. What about, so I have a friend who her office is asking them to come back to work, and she doesn't feel like her particular company is really taking it seriously and taking the distancing of employees seriously, the cleaning of the offices, and they're just kind of being told to come back. What should a person do if they're in that type of situation at work?
Well, they absolutely should ask their employer to see a copy of the signed certification that they've had to agree to in order to be able to reopen. If you go to forward.ny.gov, your friend can look up the different industries, look under offices. It's very clear what has to happen in that environment in order for it to be able to open. And it tells you exactly the protocols that have to be taken. So that's to give confidence to the employees, as well as if it's a place where the public comes in, that the employers are taking all those steps. If they do not take those steps, they can contact the local Department of Health and let them know.
Okay.
And then if the state has to get involved, they will get involved. But, you know, we're going to have to be enforcing this as well. But I do hope employers will do the right thing here, because, you know, they want to get back running. They want to start earning money again. They want to bring people back. That's all good. But their employees have to feel comfortable that they're going to be protected. And like I said, all that sacrifice and the loss of seeing family on Mother's Day and Easter and Passover celebrations that many families had to just be with their immediate family, not their usual gatherings. We've sacrificed Memorial Day. I mean, that was a very different Memorial Day for us. And we don't want any employer to go off the graduations. You're right. I mean, you can go on and on about what we've lost this spring. And to know that there's employers out there who honor that and respect that and will follow our rules is great. But we don't want any outliers that are going to cause concern among their employees. Employees need to know they're going to be safe before they walk through those doors.
I looked on the website forward.newyork.gov, and how much work has been put into writing about every industry. How many people worked on that? Because
it's a lot of detail.
Literally. And it's not like it was a cut and paste situation. I'm impressed. Yeah.
This is all uncharted territory for us. You know, we've never had to manage a healthcare crisis, the scale of which we'll hopefully never see again in our lives, but also the reopening. It had to be done so smartly, so on the facts, on the data, and to understand what goes into each business. You know, what business is essential? Okay, the first wave of essential businesses, what do we really need to survive? You know, what factories have to keep working because they're making important parts for our defense industry? I mean, it got down to incredible detail. And then you get into what has to happen in an office or in a someone was asking me, you know, recently, well, why can't we get the protocols now for restaurants for phase three? Like, well, we just finished, you know, scores of people working on the protocols and requirements for phase two. Again, we're doing all of our regular jobs on top of this. And so we're trying to manage expectations and let people know that, unfortunately, we probably can't let you know too early. But I would look at, you know, if you're looking at a phase three business, look at what was asked for in phase one and two, and that'll give you sort of a guideline of what the expectations are. And it's not rocket science. It is social distancing. It's wearing masks. It's cleaning, disinfecting, you know, taking temperatures to find out if your employees have a temperature of over 100, which might be an indicator that they would have the virus and they should go for a test. There's so much involved, but I want everyone to know we're doing all this, so they feel that when they leave their house, they're going to be okay, that we're not going to have any setbacks, because that's the last thing we ever want to have happen to our community, is to say, well, we came this far, but, you know, some people screwed up and they didn't follow it, and some employers didn't follow it, and now people are getting sick again, and we have to take another look at this. We can't let that happen.
I need phase three to happen by my birthday. So do we have a timeline of when? Just June 18th, if we could put that on the calendar. But do we have sort of a timeline right
Instant
now?
Instant request.
As to when phase three happens. And sure, I'll make a request. When is that happening?
Okay. That is, you can actually go on to this website, look for a waiver for Nick's birthday.
Yeah, excellent.
Probably there.
Helpful.
I'm sure there's a category under Nick's birthday in the fine print there somewhere. But you might want to do takeout now and then make a reservation for a little while after. But literally, it could be 2 weeks from today when you get the chance to do that. So, you know, we're getting there. But I'm not going to get ahead of ourselves because... Right. You know, we don't know if more people coming out, you know that infection rate's going to have to go up. I mean, we've been so isolated and quarantined and staying away from each other. Now you can go back to your office and go to haircut. You know, we're taking every precaution that we can think of, but that virus is still there. So we really hope that we'll be able to get to phase three in 2 weeks, but we'll know a lot better in about a week and a half and how the numbers are trending.
On the phone with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, and we've been talking all about coronavirus and phase two and the reopening of Western New York. I wanted to give you a chance to comment on everything that has been happening since the death of George Floyd, if you wanted to. I know that's kind of out of what we're meant to talk about today, but it's hard to ignore. It's really taken the front pages and every city's, you know, it's the main story right now.
You know, and I appreciate the chance to speak to your listeners about this, too, because this is just heartbreaking. The images that went across the country of an innocent man, you know, having the life snuffed out of him because of an abusive police officer with no regard for his life. It was horrible to see. That was an image that, you know, we all feel like that's someone's family member. That was someone's son. I mean, that's someone's brother. And it was a frightening image, and certainly a reaction is understandable. I mean, this is an opportunity for us, if we seize on this, to really talk about the disparities that exist between, you know, white America and black America. And they're very real when you look at the number of cases where, you know, African American men have lost their lives. When you see the video and information coming out through no fault of their own, they're just simply you know, victims of police brutality that ultimately ends in death. It's just horrible. So we need to take a look at this time and not let these protests pass. And I respect everyone's right to peacefully protest. That's in our Constitution, that you can petition your government and peaceful assembly. But when it crosses the line into violence and destruction, now it's become criminal activity and it has to be stopped. I was cleaning up the streets of Bailey Avenue on the east side of Buffalo yesterday with Crystal People Stokes, our assembly member, you know, sweeping glass that was in the streets. And it made me so sad to think that this hurt the very communities that need the most help, the ones that are struggling and just trying to make a go of it every single day, working hard and to see their windows smashed in and the disregard for everything they've done in their lives, what they've had to overcome. So we need to pull together and we need to talk about reforms that are essential in our criminal justice system and make sure that there's national standards, not just case-by-case individual police departments. We need to raise our standards. But the vast majority of police officers are outstanding individuals, but they also want to make sure we weed out the bad individuals who abuse that badge. And they need to be reckoned with. They need to be taken care of and you know, removed from the force immediately.
I love that we have government officials like you that have stopped and taken notice and are ready for change. I think we all are. Nice talking to you today.
Well, thank you, Janice. Bye-bye now. Bye, Nick.
All right. The Lieutenant Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.